No jumper, man. I'm here, T-Rail, back. Got my boy, my crazy Ro in the building. Yes, sir.
Hey, gang, what's up with it, man?
What it do, my boy? What's do?
Man, what's the deal, guy? I can't call it.
What you been up to, young homie?
Shit, chilling, man. Trying to make this shit shake.
Yeah, man.
Feel me? I've been in this shit for a minute. I'm finally trying to do what I always wanted to do with this shit. You get what I'm saying?
I mean, but you a young ass nigga though. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, you been doing it, but like at a young age, like really going crazy. You like one song. I'm like, damn, this nigga 17. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I wish I was doing that shit, nigga,
I'm
at your age.
Now,
yeah, but yeah. Still, like,
shit,
nigga,
no, nigga,
that's how long,
yeah,
nigga.
Exactly.
Damn, that's crazy though, bro. You feel me? So, like, as a youngster though, you like, you know what? This is really what I want to do. I'm gonna just really try to take advantage of this shit.
Main thing, shit. I've been loving the music scene for a minute, on gang, since I've been a baby. But I've been rapping and shit. 14, 15, I was trying to take it a little more serious. 16, I made my song. I had that shit in the vault for a good little minute. I was showing everybody at school, showing all my niggas and shit. And everybody was fucked up over the song on gang. I was my first little singing song, you get what I'm saying, rap type of song. My first time, you know, trying some new little shit. And I sampled that Candy Rain on gang.
Yeah.
So that shit went crazy.
Yeah, because me, I would have been the same way if I was your homies. Because at 16, you feel me, just the level that you were at just making music, you feel me, and that's your first song, even if it's a scene type rap, I'm like, I would have been like, damn.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? Sure.
My nigga finna make it. You know what I'm saying?
Now they're saying that too, though. Okay. That's really where the motivation came from. That's why I was so pumped up. I'm gang. I had that motherfucker in the vault for at least like 6 months. I'm gang. Before I really actually, like, I'm about to do the video. I'm about to drop this shit. Because at the moment, you get what I'm saying? It was like niggas like SOB and shit going up. So
how was that feeling, though, on the mic? You know what I'm saying? When you was recording. And you felt, did you feel a feeling like, oh yeah, this shit is it?
Well, I ain't know at first, you get what I'm saying? Shit kind of felt, when I first dropped my shit, that's when everything started coming in. I really didn't know what to expect. I was nervous to drop my first little video, hoping it did something, at least 10K, you get what I'm saying? That motherfucker ended up doing a lot more than I expected, though. Gang, hit 10K instant, you get what I'm saying? So that shit for sure had a nigga feeling different.
You know, I got you here because I be always talking shit.
Yeah.
I be talking shit about the West Coast. I be like, West Coast, you niggas is trash. You know what I'm saying?
Know.
Look, you niggas trash. Like, we need some females. I be talking shit. I be like, the sound ain't there. Niggas don't be.
We need some females.
Yeah, it got to go all the way. It's like, damn, niggas is lapping us. You feel me?
Nah,
like,
I feel it. I'm gang. I feel the same way. That's why I'm really trying to turn this shit up. We got to change the narrative of what, you get what I'm saying, West Coast sound is, bro. I'm gone.
Yeah, we definitely do because
I'm
like,
trying to turn this shit up.
And your sound is one of the ones when I'm hearing it, I'm like, this the little nigga right here that's finna, you feel me?
Yeah,
like,
it's not all the way West Coast. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to incorporate our shit with everything else. So, you get what I'm saying? We got a lot of different lanes to go to, you know, instead of stealing other motherfucking shit.
Yeah, we definitely still in
that's
Detroit.
We still in Chicago.
Yeah, we really thieving niggas. We take shit from the Bay.
I know,
don't give
I don't
niggas
be really
credit.
Loving that on gang.
But yeah,
that ain't
like
my, you know, that ain't my stilo. I be trying to do shit a little bit different, so niggas know we still the ones on gang. We ain't gotta mock nobody on gang. We got this shit in the bag for real, but. It probably take me to show niggas on gang we got this shit in the bag for real though, for real.
Yeah, like who was your inspirations like coming up as far as music?
I'm gonna be real with you. I like niggas like fucking Chris Brown. I'm into niggas that, you know, do it. Michael Jackson on the gang. Like I go take it back because I'm really into niggas that put on a show. You get what I'm saying? Make me really feel like music too on gang. A lot of niggas is born.
I would just say. Real artists,
mm-hmm.
Real artistry,
because
mm-hmm. it's more than just hopping in there and saying you about to kill 15 niggas.
Exactly.
You feel me? Like
half of the niggas ain't even really doing it.
You're not.
You get upset
anyway.
It just became a trend. Like that I'm not trying to be a part of.
I mean, because, too, you got to have your image there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And if you looking at those artists like Michael Jackson, or you looking at Chris Brown, the artistry is there. These niggas is like, honestly, this nigga Chris Brown can really do anything.
Anything, bro.
You feel me? Rap, sing, crazy flip, too. Run, play football, basketball. Yeah, it look crazy. Like, nigga, he been doing
it. Exactly.
So those are the artists really to look up to, man. You feel me? And have that shit going. But just like back to your music, man. That's just a breath of fresh air, like coming from the West Coast. Like, cause I like niggas like that. My young homie, Young Magnificent, he doing his thing. Like, I like different shit, but Roddy Ricch got a different sound too. Niggas be talking shit, but still, like, it's different. Like,
they dope.
Yeah, it's dope. You feel me?
Can't knock that shit. It's like sticking to what the fuck going on. And in our area, it don't be much on the hood. I'm gonna be real with you. You copy other motherfucking shit or hop on a bandwagon with what they call West Coast music, you get what I'm saying? You find yourself same place as these other niggas. I'm trying to be on the, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take it somewhere else.
Before we go like super in depth, because we could really chop it down. You know what I mean? Like, let's start from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? My Crazy Road, you know. And let the people know where you from, you know what I'm saying, in your beginnings.
Yeah, I'm from Long Beach, man. I grew up on the north side and the east side on the gang. So, you know, shit, I've been born and raised over here. I've been doing music for at least since I was fucking 5 years old on gang. And taking it serious since like 14, 15. And ever since then on gang, I dropped my first video at 16. I kind of had my name. And I've been going with it.
Like, oh, so you you grew up in Long Beach your whole life?
Mm-hmm.
So elementary school, junior high school?
Yeah, I went to Lindbergh. I went to Lindbergh. I ended up going to high school on the east side. I went to Poly. So, yeah, shit. And I went to Barton on gang elementary school, so I know everybody.
Okay. That's crazy. Poly, man. Tell me about Poly, because Poly got a lot of stories. It's a lot of history at Poly.
Nah, I fuck with Poly on gang. That's where... That's
Snoop Dogg, I mean, everybody. I mean, this Poly is Long Beach. That's what you always gonna hear. Football, the whole shit.
Yeah, nah, for sure. Okay. When I first went over there, shit, I didn't even really know too many people. Okay, I got the Poly on game. It was just different for me, but I start fucking with the football players and the popular crowd and shit like that. That's how it be. It's like high school. You gonna have your football players. You gonna have your basketball players. You gonna have your girls that play softball, it's crowds. You get what I'm saying? Your little groups. They're going to be right here in the alley. They're going to be right there by the concession stand, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? I had to pick one on the set. Okay, every day. For the first couple of weeks I was going to school, I'm like, I knew one nigga. We both went to the same fucking middle school, and we both ended up going to Poly together. So we was locked in. Okay, we was making sure we call each other and shit every period and shit like that.
Hey, bro, you know, meet me right here at lunchtime because it's going, you know what I'm saying?
Gang, shit, we both don't know nobody for real, you know? But shit start changing for me real fast. I start meeting niggas that I knew, you know, back up far long ago and shit like that, you know, when I was young. So shit start being different on gang. I start making friends, figuring it out, you know?
Was they cripping that long, Poly?
Hell yeah, bro. Hell yeah.
Cause you know Long Beach is all Crips.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
some of the homies from the hood was at Poly. Okay, that's how I met some of the homies. I'm gone. Hell yeah. Said I was stuck at Poly on the hood.
Like soon as you began, I'm in here.
Nah, not like that. Shit, by the time I got to fucking 10th grade, it was already. I dropped out in 10th grade. I'm gone. So it was already lit on the hood. I had my crowd for real, like. Niggas that I was running with 24/7, you get what I'm saying? So shit changed, fast.
So you say you dropped out in the 10th grade, so did the gang life really take over? And you like, you know what, this shit ain't really nothing here for me at school.
In a way, but shit, I was doing my music too, you know? So I was just feeling myself at the moment. I felt like this was it, like this what I'ma do. Like what the fuck I need school for? This shit going good, you know, I'm getting my money. I was feeling good, you get what I'm saying? I was feeling like I ain't need this shit no more. This shit ain't doing shit for a nigga, I'm gone. And I'm already out my mama house, so it was different. You
know? Yeah, because where was moms and pops?
Yeah, I left my mama house at like 14, I'm gone. Me and her, you know, we bump heads a lot because we like the same person, you get what I'm saying? So
Don't blame it on the sign. Nigga, we Leos.
Nah, it ain't even that on the hood. Nah. My mama not even a Leo, but we just, shit, we just, you get what I'm saying? We like the same people on the hood. You know, and I kind of wanted to do my thing. I just felt like she wasn't, she used to be too much of a mom at moments where I wanted to live. You get what I'm saying? So I had to go my way. But shit, it helped me figure out this shit a lot better, you get what I'm saying? It helped me grow faster, for sure.
Where was Pops?
Shit. No, that go. It is what it is.
Oh, so Pops wasn't ever in your life?
Nah.
Damn. I mean, it's the same way for me.
Yeah,
it's
always the same way for me. Shit, nigga, I keep going. I'm going. My mama didn't did everything, though. She, that's what I can say. She played both roles. She did a good job at it, too.
So when moms felt like, you know, you grown enough, I'm out of here, I want to rap, you feel me? How did she take it?
She couldn't do shit but, you know, support it. Okay. I'm still making sure I go see her. Keep her as straight as I could at the moment, you know. I'm still a young nigga. I'm trying as much as I can, you get what I'm saying? But she was happy. Every time I get over there, she showing me shit. Like, I showed your aunties your new video. Like, so that's all I love for her.
So how was you making money, you know, as a young nigga? You feel me? Like, was rap the your predominant, like, income? Primary income.
Shit, not like that. Shit, I was running in shit. I'm going to be real with you. You know, flocking was a big deal on gang. That shit was really a big deal on gang. It was that was the way of life at the moment. Not like that. But, shit, what do niggas do? We ain't got, not like that. They try to act like that hustling should be so big now, but it ain't. I'm going. A lot of niggas ain't out here hustling. You get what I'm saying? I just went to Chicago on the gang, and it's really shit going on down there. You get what I'm saying? Like, niggas on the blocks, all of that shit. That shit ain't going on down here. Niggas is running in the shit, scamming. You know, not too much shit going on.
I ain't even going to lie to you. I be seeing niggas, and I'm like, what the fuck are y'all hustling?
Oh, damn.
Because I need to do it. If you scamming, bitch, teach me a scam.
I be feeling that way too. Shit. Okay.
I still ain't met a nigga that can actually teach me a scam.
I got a couple real ones. Know what they doing for sure.
For real? Hell, like, yeah. Come on, nigga.
Right. I'm good.
Oh, they got a nigga right?
Yeah, I'm good. For sure.
So leaving mom's house, you was just in and out, like you was just like in the streets. Like, where was you living? Like, how would you stand? Like, you know.
I was just in the streets.
Place to
they
place.
I'm gang. I end up staying with my boy Nelson, my white boy. He was getting me right on the set. His mama took me in for sure. Let me chill over there. She was making sure I went to school and shit too, you know, in order to stay under her roof. But then it got to a point where she had to understand, like, I'm doing good with my rapping and shit too. I'm getting her right on the gang, so I ain't have to really trip no more.
Oh, so you move in with your homie moms.
I ended up being able to manage, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit start turning out different for a nigga. They all start understanding what's going on around me, though.
Like, this shit working out.
Exactly.
This music shit working out. Like, so it was just, like, strictly independent, like, DistroKid?
I was dropping by myself, yeah. Not even DistroKid. I wasn't getting paid, really, because I didn't know the whole ins and outs to this music shit. Made my video, dropped my video, went dumb. And then I started dropping songs on SoundCloud. Shout out to my homegirl and my homeboy, Kine and Kevon, because they linked me with my fan band on the hood, which I'm working with still to this day, you get what I'm saying? And it's been my family, this was crazy, but on a music level, we had never connected until then, you get what I'm saying? So that's when everything kind of really changed. And we got the ball rolling a different type of way. You know what I'm saying? I start understanding different shit. You know, we in different type of areas, different conversations, the whole nine, so.
Because you really kind of got to trust a motherfucker. Like, and you
that
young.
That shit a big deal.
Yeah, like, and to warn management and just to know that, you feel me? Like, and take that serious, because you got to have that mindset, like, bro, I got to take this shit to another level. It's something I got to do. And then running into the right people, like, that shit was written for you, but you still got to trust these niggas. So, and to still be with them, that's a good motherfucking thing.
Yeah, exactly. Hell yeah. Shit, I thank God every day. Shit, I know I'm blessed, for sure. I couldn't ask for a better squad, for sure.
So just taking it serious, what age were you where you was like, you know what, this is it, you know what I'm saying? moms, pops, everybody, manager, nigga. I'm really in this shit. I'm finna take it far, nigga.
Yeah, probably like, shit, I'm gonna be real, 16.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I start understanding, like, this is it. Like, this is going to be what pays the bills. This was going to get my mama in that house. This was going to, you get what I'm saying? Have my kids straight, like, you know? So, 16, I start understanding for sure. I'm going, like, this is what it is. I didn't want to do shit else, you know? Like, I wasn't expecting to do nothing else. I just was focused on the music because I knew, like, I felt it. You get them feelings sometimes, I'm going, when you know shit going to work.
I didn't get that feeling at 16.
Everybody don't. I'm gonna be real.
I didn't get that feeling at 16. This nigga, he running with God, nigga. Because what, nigga? Nah. I didn't know what the fuck was going on, nigga, at 16, nigga.
Nah, for sure.
What, nigga? I was barely trying to get to the stove, nigga. You feel me? And buy that Gatorade. Bitch, yeah, I was trying to ask for some lunch money, nigga. You taking your life serious, nigga? Talking about you finna do it up. You got a manager and shit. You on your Bow Wow shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, man, it felt like that, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. It felt like that. I ain't even peep out young. I always had this mindset, like, I'm grown as fuck on the hood. I'm gonna be real with you. But I for sure got this little Bow Wow treatment on the game. For a moment on the set, I start realizing, like, hold on, God. I'm a young nigga, on the set. God damn, now I see I got the little kids and shit like that just bouncing through my shit. Mostly, yeah. I had a lot of little kids, like, sending me videos and shit like that, going crazy to my shit. Nigga, I for sure felt like a little Bow Wow.
Nigga, what, nigga? That is crazy.
I like
crazy.
The way you dribble up and down the court. Basketball. I was in that one bag. I ain't gonna lie.
Where was the first time you performed?
Shit, I'm gonna be real. I performed at this high school. Well, no, it wasn't even a high school. They had bought out the auditorium or whatever the case might be. But I performed that. Fuck, it was somewhere in the IE. I can't remember right now, but it was somewhere in the IE. I had two performances. I performed there and in Pasadena. Yeah, and they went up. It was crazy. That was one of my best times that I could remember I ever performed, and everybody was lit as fuck to my shit. You get what I'm saying? They knew the words, all of that shit. I was in star mode. Everything changed. You know how you get nervous at first? And then when you get up out there, you know, okay, now I got some fucking control out here on the gang. I know y'all came for me for real.
I mean, because when you're making the songs, you do the videos, you get the views, that's a feeling.
Exactly.
But when you hit the stage, and they screaming.
That's what put the, that's the clarification. Like, okay, this shit real.
It's like, all ooh, right. Bitch, I'm a nigga.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm a nigga out here.
Nobody tell me shit. On
like,
the set.
You nigga, really better not say shit to me, nigga.
Pictures took and all that. Yeah, I was in star mode for sure. That shit had me feeling like a different type of nigga. Like, it just, like, why would I go back to school? Like,
yeah.
Shit, what the fuck do I need to go back to school for? I'm getting paid.
Like, what am I? Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, shit, we just chilling the whole day, chilling. Not doing a goddamn thing. I'm gonna go get my outfit. Went back to the house. Like, smoking, I don't know, chilling. Time come for me to go perform. It was like a regular day. I get there, go perform. Everybody going crazy over my shit. Leave that bitch $1,500 in my pocket. I'm feeling amazing on the game. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a regular, like, the fuck would I want to ever go back to school for? This is what I want to do. That's when I knew, though. I ain't going to lie. That shit like that, I always, that's what a nigga dreamed about. You get what I'm saying? Being able to just do my regular thing and go work and that be my job. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, I got a passion for this music shit for real. And like, I just, you know, want to rap and none of that shit. I've been doing this shit for a minute, been in this shit for 4 years now because I really love this shit. You get what I'm saying? Cause I done had ups and downs, like.
So the streets never really affected you and how you was moving? Because I know sometimes being a rapper, yeah, that should have put a little stump in a nigga.
Hell yeah.
A little put a fork in the road.
Look, I had a fucking pause on my whole music shit. I got shut in my back. So I had to take a little break. I was discouraged, all type of shit. You get what I'm saying? Just watching motherfuckers go up, you know? A lot of shit, how you feeling like your whole life is on pause at the moment, you get what I'm saying? And
how long was you down?
Probably for at least like 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
How you get shot in your back?
I had a little incident downtown L.A. on the game. I don't want to get too much into it, but yeah. I was with my manager too, okay? It was me and my manager, shit. Yeah, it was a big deal. We got hit up like 12 times.
Is this some like enemy type of shit, or niggas just friendly trying to rob a nigga, do some wild shit?
Shit, it's crazy shit going on in the world.
That's crazy, bro. And that shit put a stump in your whole little shit.
That shit bothered me a lot, for sure. But I've been having, before that shit, I've always had an understanding of how I gotta move and be out here on gang. I done had plenty of incidents where, you know, I didn't have no control over what was going on that I wish didn't have to happen, but it happened. Because, you know, a nigga gotta do what a nigga gotta do sometimes in this world, like, period. So I for sure understand, like, a nigga gotta move a certain way. Just with this whole life shit, it ain't even necessarily gangbanging life. Huh? It's all in one for me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, going through that shit, I'm already knowing, like, how to probably fuck a nigga up, you feel me? And it probably had me, like, you know, I had a little couple incidents where it had me down and kind of in that depressed mode, even envy, you feel me? Yeah, and, exactly. Like, I need my get back. Like, did it make you a better person, or did it make you a little bit worse?
Shit, for me, it made me better, though. I'm different, like, you get what I'm saying? Because I learned from everything that happened. I'm going to be real with you and take that shit and move differently in the world. Like, it teach you just whatever the fuck the situation is on gang. I like that you can't always be so fucking aggressive when it comes to certain shit on the gang. Sometimes you really got to sit there and think about what the fuck going on. Because I be understanding God gave me another chance at life on gang. So how the fuck I'm about to do shit a little bit differently? You know, like, I don't want to always be the aggressor and shit and go down the wrong path because I got too much to lose.
I mean, you know what? I didn't start thinking like that until I fucked my arm up. Like, because I probably wasn't.
You fucked your arm up?
Oh, God, I did.
How you do that?
That's why I shook your hand with the left hand, motherfucker.
I was wondering that, too. That's what's crazy on the hood. I was wondering that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, this nigga don't fuck with me.
On the gang, like,
come on, bruh. This nigga don't fuck with me.
I didn't want to mention it. Like,
but nah, I fucked my arm up. You feel me? Yeah. I had, look, you feel me? Like, my nigga right here, it fuck with me for a minute. But before I fucked my arm up, I had a motorcycle accident because my right arm don't work.
Okay.
So yeah. I had a motorcycle accident, whatever the case may be. But in a lot of times, I was the aggressor. And the aggressor in those situations, we was getting into a lot of bullshit that I could have, you know, we could have pivoted out of there, you feel me? But that shit really actually taught me, like, bro, you really can, like, be chill. You can talk. Niggas can communicate.
Exactly. It's
if you communicate, yeah, like, let's just handle the situation. It's not that serious. And 9 times out of 10, shit don't even be that serious.
That be the thing. Everybody like to handle every situation the same way when it don't got to be like that. I don't know.
Cause
not like that, because that's what be having niggas crash out. I'm going to be real with you. I already figured that shit out a long time ago, like, you can't give the energy towards the shit that really don't matter, especially when you really somebody on the gang. You got to move different, think different. You worth something on the hood.
You got to have motherfuckers with you who thinking
exactly
different.
Exactly.
All that.
Yeah.
That shit is important as fuck. You feel me? And see, I'm mad at you again for knowing this shit at a young age.
Nah.
But no, that's sick, though. That's sick, man. God, I love you for knowing that at a young age, you know what I'm saying? And going through that, like, that is powerful, bro. I'm telling you, because, nigga, I didn't learn that shit, nigga. I had to hurt myself.
Yeah.
I probably would have hurt myself. It'd be bad.
I feel you.
Like, I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah, you'd be on some whole different shit on the
game. Yeah, I'd be like, what, nigga? I wouldn't have the kids. None of that shit. I was burnt out.
Change your whole way of thinking of your morals, just how you want to move in life. I feel you.
Some shit. I slowed me down. Start thinking of looking at shit, paying attention to more shit. You feel me? Observing like more things, like in a whole, like instead of just moving fast and fucking up and doing crazy shit. But yeah, bro. Like, but yeah, man. TML. Let's get into that, man. TML. Let's talk about it.
In the music life, too much loyalty.
Yeah, talk about it, man. Cause my boy hit me, you know, and I'm with whatever. You feel me? Yeah, like
on the game. Nah, I feel you.
He ain't even had to explain nothing. I don't know what's going on. Nothing, nigga. Hey, my boy got the year, and I'm like, let's do it, nigga. Send a date, nigga. We here. You feel me? But yeah, man. Nah, shout out my boy J3, man. I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's my brother for real.
But yeah, how you running to him?
Well, shit, not like that. We've been knowing each other forever, but when we started really fucking with each other on a different level when I became part of the label. You get what I'm saying? So
yeah,
he kind of took me in on some different shit. I'm gonna be real with you. Can I answer this real quick?
Go ahead.
Hey, gang.
Oh, you started already?
Yeah. Come on. Where you at?
All right, we like 10 minutes away.
All right.
Tell him it's over with.
You
like you done.
Look, nigga, y'all late.
Yeah.
Nah, they already know that.
Tell him it's just shit serious. Nigga, this my career.
Nah, he already know though. They be them, oh, them my dogs.
Yeah, it's over. Tell him it's over with. It's over, my
they don't
boy.
Give a fuck. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, like as long as you up in there on time, nigga.
You in there, bro? All right, I got you.
They not tripping.
But yeah, how you meet my boy, man?
Shit. Really, once I got to the label, he really the one who really kind of put the cherry on top. Like, I want you to be with us, like, on the game. You get what I'm saying? We really thug together, though, like, on a different level, you know? So
was it any other, like...
love with him all the way. Like, we stepped together.
Was there any other labels reaching out?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And definitely. What made you go that way?
We had history, and then on top of that, we created more history. We done really been through it together, like on a different level, like I said, like shit that people wouldn't understand. You get what I'm saying? This shit be real over here, genuine, like all the way though.
Where niggas is gonna take care of you and make sure you good.
Yeah, really. Okay, they gonna teach you how to do whatever you doing the right way. You get what I'm saying? Like it's a lot of motherfuckers, like I said, it's just already on the verge of crashing out. They don't even know. And them niggas over there is the type of niggas that's going to help you before you even think about going that route. You get what I'm saying? See an issue and redirect the whole thing. Like, so I got love for them forever.
Yeah, and just tell me how that is over there, because they he a real blood nigga.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Okay. Real for blood, sure. Nigga. You from shit. Long Beach.
Yeah, that's the thing, though. So, that's you know. The thing. It's forever going to be kind of, you know, love all the time. Because we ain't, that shit don't got nothing to do with us. You get what I'm saying? We ain't got no beef with nobody over there. You get what I'm saying? And shit, we all Crip City. You feel me? Like, it's different, you know? So, our shit is within our city. Like, that's period. I'm gone. Me and him, like I said, we done thugged on a different level. So that shit would never matter. You get what I'm saying?
Because in Los Angeles, politics would get in the way of everything.
Hell yeah.
And especially in his music shit.
I like that. When it comes down to the motherfuckers I love and I respect on a different level, I don't give a fuck about no politics. It's real. When it's real and it's genuine, it don't matter. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't never do no fugazi shit, no dumb shit. Don't never do nothing that's going to tarnish your name. You get what I'm saying? But as far as how you move and what another motherfucker got to say about that shit don't never matter to me. I'm gonna be real.
So ain't none of your homies ain't never called you like, hey, bro, you fucking with that? You fucking with old boy? You can't be fucking with old boy like that.
Nah, it's a respect thing. You get what I'm saying? Like, I'm not no goofy ass nigga. Like, you get what I'm saying? I would never bring nobody to the set that don't, like, you get what I'm saying? I ain't never been that nigga. Like, I ain't got no dirt on my name or none of that shit. Like, so it's gonna always be a mutual respect for anybody that I fuck with. You get what I'm saying? Like,
so with the music right now, as far as what you got going right now, what you doing? You feel me? Like your newest shit. and how you trying to market your shit and put it out. You feel me? Like, what you, how you, what's your new way of getting this shit to the mass media, to the mass, to the world?
Right now, I'm gonna be real with you. I'm about to drop a couple singles that's really about to do it up. I'm trying to, you know, kind of get into the TikTok world and fuck them up with that, because I ain't gonna lie, it's a lot of shit I gotta unleash. I'm gonna be real with you. So, you know, the whole TikTok and everything new for a nigga on gang. Like I said, when I came out, it's none of this shit was like a big deal on gang. Nah, this the way. But I'm trying to involve myself in TikTok a little bit more.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I ask motherfucking artists all the time, do you wanna go the TikTok route? You know what I'm saying? And why wouldn't you go the TikTok route?
It seems like the new fucking thing. Like, that's lit. Like,
but it'd be almost seem like niggas be embarrassed.
And that'd be the thing. Look, we live in a fucking, that's the thing about LA, like LA County as a whole. Like, we live in a fucking judgmental ass fucking city, you get what I'm saying? And it suck, I'm gonna be real. We can't even fuck with each other the way we wanna fuck with each other, cause motherfuckers is, you know, too worried about what the fuck the next man about to say. You get what I'm saying? A lot of people too into they stuff down here. And it's fucked up. Cause we losing as a whole too. Like, you gotta do so much other shit to make sure you kinda sprout out here for you to get lit, you get what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers gonna hate all day. Like, You could be really talking that shit. Best artist that's, you know, out right now, and you ain't getting the recognition you deserve. People not gonna realize nothing until everybody else on your ass. You get what I'm saying? That's when everybody wanna hop on them bandwagon. But that's just the world we live in. That's what's fucked up, and that's why you kinda gotta just differ from everybody. Like, it ain't no other way to go about it.
Cause I be like, bro,
we stuck down here on a different level.
We stupid like stuck, but at the same time, like, nigga, you don't see these motherfuckers blowing up off TikTok. Like, yeah, I didn't see, I didn't like, I spied
New York, like they,
you
see,
know what I'm
saying?
Exactly.
Like,
Glorilla,
so
like
down there in New York, like, that's a prime example. They make that dancing shit gangster. You get what I'm saying? So niggas is you know talking about killing
niggas getting
still
sturdy,
getting
doing their thing.
You get what I'm saying? It ain't nothing wrong with it too. They got niggas down here. They got niggas everywhere, all around the world doing that shit though. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, it's ways to go about this shit, bro, and get out of your, you know, out of your own self for a little bit. Motherfuckers like trying to be the hardest when they not even that vicious. Like, that be the whole thing. You're not even that tough, and you trying to be vicious though. Like, niggas like to talk it in the music and it don't even be that. I'm not one of them niggas though. I'm serious. Like, I could go dance and do whatever the fuck I wanna do and still be on that every time. Like,
you ever ran into a rapper, you feel me, that was like acting like he was that nigga, you feel me? And you really ran into the nigga like, bruh. Stop it. You ever had a little nigga giving you some subliminals and you ran into him?
Hell yeah. That's regular though, bro. Like, that's regular. I'm gonna be real with you. It's a lot of, cause that's a lot of niggas. You gonna run into somebody. I'm gonna be real with you. You gonna run into somebody and they gonna have to prove they self, or you gonna have to prove yours. That's the way, that's the world we live in.
Which one of your family members, cousins, brothers, uncles, or homies, who was the first to hate on you?
Probably my first time.
Who was the first nigga to hate on you, bruh?
I'm gonna be real. Probably my dog on the game. One of my boys.
He's still your dog to this day?
I mean, yeah, he is. I can't even cap, but it's tough.
Still your dog to this day?
Yeah. I can't lie.
He better not be in his room.
Not like nah, he's not a fan. He's still my dog. That's because, see, I'm different. Like, I got it. I'm older, you get what I'm saying? So I get to be different from these niggas on the hood. A nigga could hate me all he want, but it ain't gonna change the love I got for a nigga. Cause I be understanding niggas ain't in my position. So I gotta put myself in other niggas' shoes sometimes, you get what I'm saying?
So what was it? Like a pillow talking or just going back and forth to homies?
Exactly,
like, man, that nigga ain't hard.
That's exactly what it is.
Pillow talking. Bitches.
That I caught, you get what I'm saying?
It's always over a girl, homie. It's always over a girl, bruh.
No, that shit regular, bro. I swear to God.
He ain't that nigga like that. Yeah. What you think?
Oh, no.
Then she come back and tell you, he like, bruh, come on, my nigga.
You thought that was going to change me being that nigga?
Yeah, like, Damn. Yeah. I'm still a nigga though, bro. Golly, I would even never. Did that change the relationship with you, with him? Did you look at it like, I mean, fuck, bro?
It changed the relationship between me and a lot of niggas, period. Because I don't know what niggas' motives are. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, who the fuck really trying to just be me, you know? Sitting next to me the whole time, you know? Because niggas put on a good show. That's how it is. Like, a nigga will make you feel away, you know? And the whole time, it ain't even that.
Because you never know when it's genuine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's go all the way back when you made your first song. And niggas heard that shit and they was like, oh, this nigga about to blow.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm about to beat this nigga, homie.
Yeah.
Like, you got me fucked up. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I always asking that question, too, about females. When you doing your thing and you blowing, you never know when it's genuine.
For real.
You know what I'm saying? So how the fuck do you maneuver through this shit? And, like, how do you fuck with bitches? Like, you may want to fall in love with a bitch, but you would never know if she really actually love you.
Nah, real shit. That's why you already kind of categorize these bitches on the gang. Fuck it. Like, fuck on the gang. Like, I don't never know what a bitch feeling either, you know? And I know who I am, so I'm already play it the way I'm going to play every other bitch that I fuck with until you show me different. You get what I'm saying? I like that. You feel a genuineness shit. Like, I know you want to fuck with a lot of bitches that's probably on your level or a little higher that you could learn something for or whatever. You get what I'm saying? That you could learn something from. Like, you know, you don't want to fuck with no motherfucker that you already know that wants something out of you. You get what I'm saying? Because that's a lot of these bitches. A lot of these bitches don't got shit. A lot of these bitches don't be having nothing. And they want a nigga to lay up under and do everything for them. So it's easy to kind of pick them out.
Nigga, how do you young niggas meet bitches out here in 2022? Shit. Is this DM?
Instagram,
are you niggas really DMing God. Bitches that much?
Man, I'm over the DM now, though. I'm over the DM.
Like, how y'all niggas go out and fuck with a girl? Like, how is you niggas doing that, especially being a rapper? You say you don't DM no more. How is you genuinely coming in contact with a bitch?
Man, there's a lot of different ways. I like that. I don't even... It's a thing where you don't gotta try. You in the right area, in the right environment, they gonna come. Know that. They gonna come.
Look at my nigga over here smiling. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Me, I don't know what they got going on. I'm not DMing bitches. Look, I ain't in the right areas. I'm at home, nigga. I'm just asking
you.
You
talking about him? Yeah, you had him whipped in the mother, huh?
I'm at the house, like, nigga. Being a rapper out here, a lot of motherfuckers in Los Angeles don't be taking their image serious, man. And I be hating these LA niggas, man, because they be fucking dirty. You feel me?
Nah,
I hate
right.
that shit, bro. They don't take the outfit serious, the shoes.
Then it's like,
the
damn,
image ain't
no.
there.
Why the fuck it gotta be us?
Yeah, like, I mean, the music is cool.
Hell yeah.
You won't be seeing niggas.
Man,
and then,
we
soon as nigga pop up on the screen, it's like, oh, no.
Niggas like to wear hoodies, fucking.
Pants too little.
I'm not up, bro.
Ass out.
The same shoes that they done took pictures in for the same fucking 4 months on the hood. Like, I know, bro.
It's not cool. How important is it to you? You know what I'm saying? Your image and what you doing out here.
Man, I love this shit. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I gotta stay on point on game. Yeah. Not like that. I really do this shit though. Like, I really do. Like, I really sit up, think about what the fuck I'm going to put on. I'm going to probably change my outfit like 4 or 3 times. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of nigga I am. I'm not just about to go out in anything. It's down to a white tee. I got a white tee on and it got to fit the perfect. You get what I'm saying? Like,
It's a feeling.
Yeah, bro. You want to feel good when you stepping out. Like,
you a real rapper, though. That's real rapper shit.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if you change your clothes 3 times, nigga, to go to Ralph's, nigga, that's from rapper shit, because I don't give a fuck. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's some rapper shit, nigga, because I'm telling you, your shoes, your socks, and all that, do you take it back off and put it back on? Like, oh, no. As a... Me, if I was managing you, I'd be like, nigga, this nigga go again. You know what I'm saying? We gotta go, nigga.
I got that's where I get this shit from.
But I like that, like, though.
That's the thing. Like, I got real, my family is different, like a different breed. They different. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, I get this fly shit from them. I can't even look certain ways when we go on to certain shit on gang, certain occasions, you know? I had to step this shit up, like, period. I know we not regular, you get what I'm saying? They tell me that every day. They make sure I'm aware of this shit every day. So
that we not regular.
Yeah, I got to instill that shit in my kids, motherfuckers that's looking up to me, you know what I'm saying? That dirty shit is not condoned.
I be feeling like motherfuckers in Los that at dirty all. Shit is not condoned at all. Sure. That shit is out. I be feeling like motherfuckers in Los Angeles don't be wearing chains too because, you know, our jewelry or whatever. One, they probably be scared. Two, it's too many motherfucking politics. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Three, you know, niggas just being overly cautious. And then now you looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that I want to be. For me, I feel like if you're a rapper, the image and the whole little shit, it has to be there because the kids got to kind of want to be you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Even if it's the J. Cole or Kendrick or whatever the case may be, certain niggas that could do that shit, but everybody can't. You feel me? Like, the kids got to want to be you and shit like that. So I think having a chain on and all that shit is, like, super important, nigga.
Yeah, I'm not tucking my shit for nobody, bro. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to, you know, live my life the way I live it and be a soldier. That's all I know how to do. That's what I'm saying. Like, all of that bitch-ass shit and the shit niggas put in their raps and shit like that, I don't even publicize that shit because I know what I'm on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to live my life the way I live my life, like I want to live it, you know? All of that. I don't really care what's going on in the world because I know me, you know? I know how I was taught, how I was raised, and how I'm going to live. So it ain't hard for me, you get what I'm saying? If you just live by your code, how can you lose?
Yeah, you straight. Like you said, and you got to know how to move out here. Exactly. That's basically what it is. You got to know how to move. You got to know what to do, know where to go and how to do that shit. Yeah. You feel me?
Sure.
As far as rappers out here, is there any rappers that you would want to, you know what I'm saying, have hop on any of your songs?
Shit. Well, I'm going to be real. I do want to get something in with Phoenix. I'm going Phoenix Flexing.
Yeah.
I want to get something in with my boy on the hood. He dope as fuck. He been vicious on the gang. I got to get something in with him. But shit, besides him, I ain't got nobody I really want to, you know, crazy work with. It's a lot of motherfuckers that I wouldn't mind working with. Nobody particular. I kind of fuck with myself, you know.
You young niggas on a different whole little breed. Y'all a whole different breed because we, like my generation, I'm like, nigga, I want to fuck with such and such, such and such. Nigga, I need to get a record because you know how I go, nigga, looking at the streams the thing, and all like, the whole
like
little shit.
A lot of big names I want to fuck with. You get what I'm saying? Like, that I want to do work with and shit like that. Like, it ain't, you know, nobody that I really want to. I'm crazy about working with.
What's the big names?
Shit. I want to get something with Baby for sure. Okay. Probably Chris Brown for sure. Okay. And then I have to go with No Cap. I want to get something with No Cap.
No Cap is hard.
Make some hard shit for
No Cap is hard. Chris Brown is really like crazy. Like,
that's the thing. I think I could be a Chris Brown, do some shit though. It, I feel like I could take him back. You get what I'm saying? I know how to do that type of shit. Like, put him on some shit that he, you know, people missing the old cut. You get what I'm saying? Like, for real.
It's
even more like pop and shit like that now, you know?
I mean, but that nigga's stupid versatile as far as, you know what I'm saying? He can do anything.
Exactly. He go through his phases, too.
He definitely do go through his phases, though. You definitely you definitely close to Chris Brown. You ever came in contact with him?
Nah, I used to get that a lot, especially when I was little. I'm telling you, I used to really dance. I had a talent show before. My shit went up. I'm talking about I threw my hat. I swear to God.
So you a talent show nigga. Yeah, I hated you niggas in school.
My sister had to make sure she got my hat back on the game. Little bitches in the crowd going crazy. I swear to God, bro.
You know every motherfucker that did the talent show probably in school. It's probably like in the world right now, it's probably like either popular or famous. Yeah,
you're
on God.
On game.
Because
right.
My girl did a talent show. You feel me? And she was fake crip walking.
You feel me?
you know what I'm saying? She a little somebody now. You feel me? But still.
She is fake.
My nigga from Texas. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah, that's funny, bro. Uh-oh. Look, my nigga just looked himself in the mirror.
Nah, I felt like something was on my nose. Hey, you know you get
this shit serious, huh? I love my boy, man. Dude, I love my boy. You got to be right if you going to go fuck with my nigga Chris Brown, nigga. You better be right, cuz.
Hey, that nigga says you get yourself prepped up. Yeah.
But yeah, hold on. Before we get up out of here, man, I got to make sure, you feel me? Make sure you tell niggas what you got coming up new, you feel me? What you working on, you know what I'm saying? Everything about you, you feel me? Okay. Like, what you got going on, man? Let them know, nigga.
Right now, y'all got to go tune in to my new video I just dropped, Transitions. I'm going on YouTube, Spotify, all streaming platforms. I'm going, and y'all also got to go tap into my new shit I just dropped, Too Dangerous. I ain't dropped too long ago, probably like a month, 2 months ago. So that's another thing that's on YouTube, all streaming platforms. But, that's really it. I'm good.
Nah, nigga, tap these niggas into your Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, my crazy road underscore. Yeah. My crazy road underscore on everything. My crazy road 24 on TikTok. I just made my TikTok. I need y'all to go fuck with it for sure. Okay, I'm about to do way more on TikTok, so I need y'all to go tune in. Please, I'm gang.
Yeah, you feel me? Apple Music, you know, all
that
the shit.
Shit is struggle for a nigga. The TikTok shit, that shit is complete struggle. I need help. I'm gang. I'm gonna be real.
Come on, man.
I need y'all to come fuck with me, please.
Yeah, come on, my nigga. He got all the what? Look at my girl on your shit. See, this shit work. You feel me? He got all the fits. That's right. You feel me? I like that. But yeah, check my nigga out. You know what I'm saying? My crazy road. Make sure y'all check my boy out on all platforms.
I do need them to know though, my little announcement I just made. I just signed the deal with 300 ENT.
Ooh.
So yeah, I am now signed.
Yeah.
So a lot of shit gonna be looking up right now. It's gonna be a lot of changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tune the fuck in. I need y'all to stay by.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What are you going to do on TikTok? Shit, I'm about to fuck it up. I ain't going to lie. I'm about to sit right now. I got a little dance that I'm about to get popping. It's a little thing I did in my video that I need everybody to go do. I already hit some little TikTok girls up to kind of get it lit, so we about to see what we could do with it. But yeah.
All right, y'all. And yeah, make sure y'all go check me out back on Fig. If you want something for the ladies, make sure you go check out sosorella.com. Fuck with that. And check on my boy, man. Make sure y'all go fuck with that TikTok. You know what I mean? All the shit. Yeah, go fuck with that TikTok. And my boy just signed this new deal. Finna go up, you know what I'm saying? 300 ENT. Don't worry about nothing. We gone.